Welcome to the Self-Defined Human Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Corman. We're in the car. So I'm going to talk today about this character, okay, that I've created. So I said this in a previous episode, something about how I created this character, Michael Corman, in order to sell a course online. And somebody sent me a message asking me, so wait, what do you mean, Michael? Is this really you, or is this, like, what do you mean you created this character? Is this the real you, or is this a character? Like, what is this? Is he really you? So I'm going to talk a little bit about that today, what I meant by that and what I continue to mean by that. So what do I mean? I say I created this character, Michael Corman. Is he really me? Now, look, my name is Michael Corman. That's true. That's my name. You can look it up. I've always had that name. I've never had a different name. So who is the character of Michael Corman? So there's a character, okay? Now, look, when I do things online, okay, I've got this podcast, I've got my Instagram account, no.michael.here. And I've got my Facebook, I've got my personal Facebook, I have my business Facebook, I have this self-defined musician website. The URL is still there. Yeah, I don't really use that URL too much right now. But self-defined musician, and I've got my Twitter account, I've got my YouTube account, my Twitch account, and LinkedIn, TikTok. So I use these things. Some of them I use more than others. I spend most of my time on Instagram. I've got my blog at michaelcorman.com. I post things on groups on Facebook. When I am a persona, each of these is a separate persona. Because that's how it is, you know. The mistake is to think that there's a solid character. There's no character. See, even right now, I have choices as to how I'm going to respond to this. And there's things going through my mind right now where I'm like, well, should I respond in this way? Should I talk that way? What kind of person should I be when I respond? You know, it's a big mistake to think that you're a person that's like coherent and consistent and that you have this identity. You know, where does that come from? Because we're taught that. We're taught that there's a character. We're taught that we have this indefinable or indivisible, this self, that's this real self that you have. But it's not true. And if you open your eyes, you'll see the truth. You'll see the reality. You'll see the reality that what goes on in your mind, what goes on is not necessarily what comes out into the world, because it's contextual, because the things that you put out there are done in context. Let me tell you a story, and I don't know what story I'm going to tell you, but I want to tell you a story. So I'm just kind of using magic powers right now to will a story into existence, because this is Michael Corman, the wizard, right here. So I'm going to create this story. There was one time where I didn't understand this. I thought that an identity was an identity. So when somebody asked me, Michael, what do you do? And I said, and I stressed out a little bit about this, and I said, I'm a web application developer. No, yeah, that's what I said. I'm a web application developer. Is that what I said? Okay, maybe I said I'm a systems programmer. I think I said I'm a web application developer. Okay, why did I say that? Because on my business card, it said, Michael Corman, web application developer. Now, the reason I was stressed out, there's a couple of reasons. One reason is that my actual official job title was systems programmer. So that's different than what it said on my business card. So I was like, what was I supposed to say? Somebody asked me this question. It wasn't somebody at work. It was one of my girlfriend's friends. Okay, that I had never met before. I met this person for the first time. Hey, Michael, what do you do? I said, I'm a web application developer. And that's how I answered the question, because I was trying to answer the question correctly, truthfully, because that's what I thought was required. That caused me a lot of stress. Nowadays, if somebody asked me, Michael, what do you do? I would say I'm an influencer. I'm a karmic trash collector. I'm a human being. Or I would say What do you mean, what do? I do lots of things. Or I would say, I don't like that question. Or I would say, what do you think I do? I would say, what do? I would say, it's going to cost you. You know, I can make up any answer I want, because the fact of the matter is, you know, we have this illusion that we're taught that we're supposed to answer questions truthfully. You know, where did we learn this? Probably in school. You know, you learn it because when the teacher calls on you and asks you a question, then you have to answer it. You have to answer it correctly. If you don't answer correctly, you're going to get a bad grade and fail the class, and then it's going to go on your permanent record, and you're not going to get into college, and then you're going to be doomed for the rest of your life. Because you didn't answer the question, because you didn't take it seriously, because you decided you wanted to play your own game with the teacher rather than playing the teacher's game. And what does this do? It sets you up for the rest of your life where you're never the one playing your own game. And so you're just trying to appease everybody else and satisfy everyone else. So I'm a member of groups on Facebook, social anxiety group, INTP groups. And I see people all the time asking these questions. What do? Somebody asked me a question. I don't know how to answer it. What am I supposed to say when people ask me that? What am I supposed to say? When people try to make small talk with me, what am I supposed to say? You know, they're making small talk with you because they probably don't even want to, but they're doing whatever. Like, you have just as much as right to determine how the conversation is going to go as they do. You know, 90% of the time, I mean, you know, when you're at a party and you meet some stranger, and they say, so, how about sports? Who do you think's going to win? And you don't know anything about sports? You say, you know, what do? You're gonna run and hide, and you're going to go on Facebook and say, what do? When people ask me about sports, I don't know about sports. Why does everybody assume that I know about sports? Why do people love sports so much? No, you don't have to do that. You can just say anything you want. You say, I don't like sports. Or you say, what, Quidditch? I think Gryffindor is going to win. Of course. I mean, you say anything you want. You can answer the question literally any way you want. You can say, take your sports and shove it. You can say, sports are for idiots. Or you can say, I love sports. Football, yeah. You can pretend to be a sports fan. Like, you can do anything you want. But Michael, that's not true. You're not being truthful, you're being dishonest. No, okay, sure, yeah, I'm being dishonest. See, where does this honesty come from? Like, come on, no. Honesty's bad. It just puts you in a tiny box. You know, speech is not, like, it's not supposed to be honest. It's not supposed to be truthful. Get that out of your head. It's a bad idea. But Michael, the Buddha said they were supposed to be truthful in our speech. Jesus said that the truth shall set you free. Everybody knows that lying is wrong. Okay? Like, is that working for you? Like, is it working? You know, you're the one saying that it matters what Buddha said or Jesus said or whatever. You're the one saying that. So I'm holding you to task for that. You're going to be accountable for this. You're going to say you're going to follow Jesus, and Jesus said to tell the truth. That's your responsibility. You're the one who's saying that. No, I'm not saying it. Jesus said it. Okay? And you're the one saying that Jesus said it. So you're the one responsible for it. You know? Come on. Your words, the language that you use should be done for a purpose. It should be done for something that's going to help you accomplish some goal. All languages like that. You know, what do? You go on, you know, you go to the movies and you see Tom Cruise in Top Gun. I think there's a sequel coming out. I don't think it's out yet, right? Top Gun was my favorite movie when I was a little kid. When I was 5, 6 years old. I love Top Gun. I love the music. I love the motorcycle scene when he's driving down the highway and it's like, yeah. Oh, I love Top Gun. But see, Top Gun is, Tom Cruise is not actually a fighter pilot. He's just not. He doesn't fly plane. I mean, maybe he does. I don't know if he knows how to fly a plane. Maybe. But he doesn't, he's not a fighter pilot. Like, he doesn't fly those kinds of planes. So, he's lying. Okay? It's deception. Yeah, but we know that he's just pretending. You know, he's an actor. Right, he's an actor. So he's in a context in which he's made the decision that in order to produce a movie, in order to make money, in order to give little kids like me what we want, he is going to pretend, he's going to lie to us and pretend to be a fighter pilot named Maverick. Yeah. See, it's like a good idea. You don't say, well, Buddha said he shouldn't do that. Buddha said everything you say should be truthful. I mean, come on. So depending on the context, you would change it. You would say something different. So you say, but there's, yeah, but that's because in the movie he's a character, but in real life he's Tom Cruise. So there's two separate people. You got the imaginary character, Maverick, and you've got the real Tom Cruise. No, that's not true. Because you don't think that Tom Cruise, when he's with, you know, let's say when he's by himself or with his friends, he's one kind of person. And when he's being interviewed on a late night talk show, he's a different person. He's not the same person. So there's two Tom Cruises. There's all kinds of Tom Cruises. There's a whole bunch of them. Every context that he finds himself in, he's a different person. And you know this because you look at your own life and you see it too. When you're with one person, you act a certain way. When you act with another person, you act a different way. When people say, well, I like being, you know, this is a good relationship we have because we bring out the best in each other. Like, yeah, because you are a different person when you're with them. You know, maybe you're a better version of yourself. Maybe you're not. Maybe you just say that. Maybe it's just wishful thinking. Maybe you just wish that you brought out the best in each other. But you can see what you bring out. You can see it. Like, look at your behavior and see how you're a different person when you're around other people. Depending on who you're with, changes your character. So when I say Michael Corman, I created Michael Corman to sell online course, that's me. Like, that's a character that I am creating. And I'm still creating, and I'm trying to flesh out this character. And some people have told me, well, Michael Corman, you're so controversial and so outspoken and so on your social media, you're so aggressive and so provocative. But in real life, you're nothing like that. So it's not the real you. Okay? Like, you don't know. You don't know what, I mean, I don't buy into the concept of there being a real me. I don't think that such a thing exists. So I don't look at it that way. Sorry. If you want to look at it that way, I mean, go ahead if that's working for you. But it doesn't work for me. So for me, there's no real me. The human being is just, we're just a collection of stuff. It's just like a big bag of random behavior that we picked up in different contexts. Now, there's connections between things and there's layers and certain, you know, when you, you know, a lot of basic things are formed at early ages and then you kind of carry that into other relationships. But, you know, there's different things that you learn in different contexts. If you want to be an actor, then you have to learn to do this. You have to learn how to dig inside yourself and find parts of you that maybe you don't always use as much. But see, the great actors are able to do that. And it's not, they're not pretending. They're not like inventing something that doesn't exist. They're creating something, they're pulling something out. Like, they're choosing to accentuate certain parts of themselves. You know, musicians have to do this too. Now, most musicians, especially classical musicians, have no idea how to do it. They don't get it because they think that the idea is to create something from scratch. So when the music, when the printed music says to play loud, they think, well, I need to play loud. And when the printed music says to play soft, they think, I need to play soft. And when it says to be peaceful, they try to play peacefully. When it says to be angry, they try to be angry. And they try to just like create this stuff out of thin air. and that never works. It's always very artificial. It always sounds wrong. It always sounds like they're not in control of it. It sounds like it's just unnatural and inauthentic and like it's just not flowing and it's not going where it's supposed to go and it just doesn't work. So the way that I'm speaking right now works. It works because it's doing what it's doing. So you see, you got to look at it. See, there's a rhythm to it. And that rhythm is how you know if it's organic. It's how it's natural. If there's no rhythm, then it's not. Now look at some of the greatest speakers of all time. And you listen to their speeches and listen to their interviews. And you can see that they're doing things organically because what they do is just natural. That doesn't mean that it's real. It doesn't, nothing to do with that. It's not about reality. It's about whether you're doing an authentic expression of something. And that authentic expression can only come from a conditioned place where it's you learn to do it. And if you never learn to do it, then it's not going to come out. And if you have learned to do it, then it will come out. So your task as an artist or as a creator, just as a human being who's trying to do anything, as a meditator, your task is to figure out how to get deeper and deeper into that. Now, I don't mean you have to figure it out, like you have to sit down and solve it like a math problem. I mean that you have to practice it and let it come out. That's all you have to do. It's super simple. You see, it's just like baking cookies. You just follow the recipe and you put all the ingredients together and then you put it in the oven and then the cookies come out of the oven. And you've got chocolate chip cookies or peanut butter cookies, or you've got some kind of jelly cookies, or you've got those Russian tea cookies that have the powdered sugar on them with the nuts in them. I love those. My grandmother used to make those. I haven't had those in a little while. I love cookies. Cookies are the best. I wish all food were in cookie form. I wish you could just have cookies for every meal. I like peanut butter chocolate cookies. Those are good. I like molasses cookies. I like chocolate, everything. Just like really good. It looks like it's about to rain. The clouds are really dark. Injured. I fight like a girl, so bring it on. I don't know. It looks like a billboard for a lawyer. I don't know about these billboards. I wonder how much it costs to have a billboard. I don't know that they're so effective. I think people just like to see their name. Like they need to see it up on some big... Wow, the highway's just getting really narrow here. I'm on the off-ramp. Ramp. That's what we say. Where I'm from, we say, ramp. I'm a man, and I drink from a can. So, how about this COVID? What's the deal with that? Ugh. Okay, so does that make sense? I hope that's super clear. I hope everybody understands it, and I hope that no one's gonna give me a hard time about my identity, which is invented, it's fake. I'm a fake person. I don't exist. You know, why would you think I exist? Who would think that I would exist? I don't exist. I'm imaginary, totally imaginary. I'm a complete fabrication of the imagination. Let your imagination run wild. Here we are. There used to be a good Greek restaurant right over there. It was like kind of a takeout place. It wasn't fancy. It was just like a deli. I think that's what they called it. And there was this sandwich that I used to love that had eggplant and pesto and brie and tomato. I loved this thing. Oh my God, it was so good. I remember when I first had it, I thought it was like the best thing I'd ever tasted in my life, but it's gone. All the good things they take away from me. I know if there's like a restaurant or some dish on the menu that I love, I know they're going to do it. They're just going to take it away. They're going to close the restaurant. They're going to take that dish off the menu. They just do it. They love it. I don't know. It's like they just know. It's like Michael likes it. Okay. We know what to do. And it just disappears. I think it's somehow like balancing out when I put something on Instagram that I like and nobody likes it. It's like that. It's that kind of thing. It's balancing out the karma. So the cosmic scales stay in alignment. Does that make sense? Like, why would that happen? It's like, let's just like take away Michael's... Oh, you know, no, I see why. Because I'm putting stuff out into the world that other people don't like. So what they do is they want to take away the things that I do like. That's why. People don't like my posts. So it's like it costs them something. It costs me something. Like, I have to pay for that. I have to pay for polluting the mind waves of poor Instagram users. Michael, we followed you, yeah, but we didn't expect you to post that. We thought you were just going to post stuff that we like. We didn't realize that you were going to post stuff you like. I mean, we don't like you. We like just us. We just like the stuff we like. Okay, fine. So the persona of Michael Corman, because Michael Corman is not a public figure. Like, I don't know. I was never a public figure before this. So I don't know anything. I'm not even a public figure yet. Okay. I don't have like a huge following. I only have like 270 something Instagram followers as of this recording. Maybe by the time you listen to it, I'll have more. Maybe I'll have less. It could go either way. I mean, when you think about it, right, 277 people. Now, I mean, that's a lot of people. Like, if you had a room with 277 people in it. Now, there are some duplicates in there. You know, I know, for example, I have two other accounts that are in there. I can think of a couple people that I know who have multiple accounts that both follow me. You know, they have multiple accounts that follow me. So it's not 277 unique people. And some of those people might not even be on Instagram anymore. Who knows? Okay. Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you like what I'm doing here, then follow me on Instagram at no.michael.here. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. No Michael here without the dots. You'll find me all over. My website is michaelcorman.com, and I do all kinds of cool stuff. This is about core meditation. That's what we do. Core, K-O-R, meditation. That's the type of meditation I invented to help people understand themselves better on a deeper level. So if that's appealing to you, check it out. Okay, thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.